Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a case of arson committed at a residence in the 300 block of Blue Lake Boulevard around 1 o'clock this morning. The single-story home was completely engulfed in flames when Arcata, Fieldbrook, and Blue Lake fire crews arrived on scene. Deputies also contacted 61-year-old Ty Allison standing outside of the home, and he admitted to law enforcement that he started the fire, stating that he wanted to watch it burn down. Allison was booked into county jail on arson-related charges, and no one was injured during the fire. The sheriff's office is currently acquiring a search warrant for the county arson task force. After 6 days, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has made the call to suspend the search for 22-year-old Paul Michael Martin, who went missing in the Trinity River last Wednesday. Martin went into the Trinity River with two other friends near the Tishtang campground in Hoopa, and the fast-moving current carried all three downstream. While the other two were able to make it to safety, Martin was nowhere to be found. For the past 6 days, the Sheriff's Office and Hoopa Tribal Police used boats along the river, while the Coast Guard searched the river via helicopter. However, the search for Martin yielded no success. California Highway Patrol officers responded to a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 northbound and 6th Avenue outside of West Haven at just after 4 o'clock this morning, after a caller reported that a car was off the roadway with its lights on and no one inside. An ambulance was soon summoned after a severely injured person was located near the vehicle. It appears the driver lost control and the vehicle left the roadway, rolled over, and hit a tree, causing major damage to the front end of the car and ejecting the driver. The investigation into the cause of the collision is ongoing. A vehicle pursuit causes a four-car collision. Dan Squire has more.
California Highway Patrol officers on patrol near Rio Dell on Monday morning were alerted to be on the lookout for a car that had just been stolen in Fortuna and was reported to be headed south on Highway 101. Fortuna PD was still on scene and taking a report when the stolen Honda Accord, driven by 54-year-old Eureka resident Kelly Winchester, sped past a CHP officer who was near Jordan Creek. The officer initiated a traffic stop, but Winchester sped away instead, and additional units were notified a pursuit was in progress. That pursuit ended when Winchester drove the stolen car into the opposite lanes near Myers Flat and caused a four-car collision that resulted in property damage but no injuries. Winchester was arrested and booked into county jail, and the crash closed down the roadway temporarily while the scene was cleared up.
Thank you, Dan. This week has been deemed Public Safety Dispatcher Week by law enforcement statewide, as they honor and thank safety dispatchers for the jobs that they do in taking emergency calls. The Fortuna Police Department took the time to mention and appreciate all of the work their dispatchers do, as they noted in a statement that they take comfort in knowing that dispatchers are always there with skilled and compassionate help when an emergency occurs. CHP Commander Brett Fabry of the Humboldt area said that he's very proud of the CHP's safety dispatchers and the indispensable services they provide in being the first and most critical contact and relaying that information to officers. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. An HSU student will be one of 10 students honored at the White House this Thursday for her efforts in fighting against sexualized violence on college campuses. Celine Lopez will be honored with the It's On Us White House Champion of Change Award for her involvement and work in HSU's Check It program, a program she has been with since its inception in the 2014 year. The recipients will also participate in a panel discussion on campus sexual assault prevention programs. The winners of the award will be recognized on Thursday morning. Delnort law enforcement are currently searching for 19-year-old Darius Lewis, who was an inmate that walked away from the Alder Conservation Camp on Monday night. Lewis went missing after he was found absent during a routine inmate count, and he was serving a sentence for grand theft committed in Lake County. He was scheduled to be released in March of 2020. Anyone with information related to Lewis's whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. The Delnor County DA's office announced that 37-year-old Richard Lee Hubble has been sentenced to 18 years in state prison after being convicted on two counts of attempted murder and one count of arson. Hubble poured gasoline over the wooden steps of a trailer that housed his estranged wife and her new boyfriend back on January 1st, and then left a trail of gasoline to a pickup truck that was parked nearby. the fire destroyed the truck, and a quick response from local fire crews prevented what could have been serious damage to the trailer. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.